Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Bitcoin Cash is headed for a hard fork with potentially huge implications for one of the world's most popular cryptocurrencies. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories for Monday, November 12th. Also on today's show, Singapore's central bank has unveiled new information about its blockchain development efforts. And the CFTC has handed down a more than $1 million fine in a crypto fraud-related case. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. Bitcoin Cash's upcoming network update, or hard fork, is coming on Thursday, November 15th. But a fractious divide between competing stakeholders has raised the specter that the fourth largest crypto by market cap, which broke off from Bitcoin in the heat of the scaling debate last year, could itself split into two. In the run-up to the event, pre-fork trading of Bitcoin Cash continues apace on Poloniex, and while trading preference is tilting toward Bitcoin ABC, a majority of the hash power currently on the network appears to be in favor of another implementation known as Bitcoin SV. That stands for Satoshi's Vision. Data from CoinDance indicates that Bitcoin SV, the implementation advanced by cryptocurrency firm Enchain and its controversial chief scientist Craig Wright, has accrued the most hashing power ahead of the fork date. CoinDance estimates at least 63% of Bitcoin Cash miners are supporting SV, compared to at least 18% for Bitcoin ABC. These figures aside, the hash power support levels remain estimates. The data itself is based on which mining pools have indicated support for each of the resulting coins after Bitcoin Cash hard forks on November 15th. Based on public statements, CoinGeek, SV Pool, BMG Pool, OK Miner, and Mempool, which have all indicated support for Bitcoin SV, control a total of at least 73% of the network hash rate as it exists as of press time, according to CoinDance. The Monetary Authority of Singapore and the country's stock exchange, the Singapore Exchange, or SGX, have developed a settlement system for tokenized assets that can work across different blockchains. Announced by the nation's Ministry of Communications and Information in a press release on Sunday, the newly completed Delivery versus Payment, or DVP, system utilizes smart contracts to simplify post-trade processes and shorten the settlement cycle. The new system is aimed to make it easier for financial institutions to carry out the simultaneous exchange and final settlement of tokenized digital currencies and securities as required under DVP. The new system is also an extension of Project Ubin, which started life in November 2016 as a collaborative project by MAS and Singapore's financial services industry to explore blockchain tech for clearing and settlement of payments and securities. Global professional services giant Accenture has rolled out a new software license management app built with tech from Digital Asset, the startup founded by Blythe Masters. Accenture announced in a press release Monday that the blockchain-based application uses digital assets smart contract language, DAML, and is aimed to simplify how its software licenses are tracked. An Accenture representative told CoinDesk that the product is one of the first blockchain solutions built by Accenture and the first to go into production within the Accenture Operations Group. According to Melanie Cutlin, Accenture's senior principal and lead for blockchain operations, with the company managing a large portfolio of software licenses across different businesses and clients internationally, it had developed a need for technology to support policies and procedures. The new application, which Accenture said is patent pending, will effectively allow organizations to reduce the risk of using unlicensed software or failure to comply with license use terms. It is also expected to ensure better transparency regarding the distribution and utilization of licenses. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, has jailed a Bitcoin trader and fined him more than $1 million for running a fraudulent Bitcoin and Litecoin scheme. According to a press release issued late last week by the CFTC, the trader, an Arizona resident named Joseph Kim, admitted to defrauding investors of hundreds of thousands of dollars after misappropriating more than $600,000 of his previous employer's funds. Between September and November 2017, Kim allegedly transferred Bitcoin and Litecoin from his employer, a Chicago-based trading firm, to his own personal accounts, causing the firm losses of $601,000, according to the CFTC. When the firm questioned Kim about missing tokens, he falsely stated that security issues with the crypto exchange required transfers into other accounts. Upon discovering Kim's theft in November of that year, the firm immediately fired him, but Kim didn't stop there. Allegedly, he then started soliciting funds from individual customers, apparently to continue trading crypto, with the hope of making profits to repay his ex-employer. As a result, he fraudulently obtained about $545,000 from at least five customers between December and March 2018. Kim reportedly lied to customers that he had voluntarily left his employer to start his own trading company. According to the CFTC, he also falsely claimed he would invest funds in a low-risk arbitrage strategy when, in fact, he made high-risk trades with the cryptocurrency and lost all $545,000 of his customers' funds. In addition to a fine of $1.146 million, the CFTC has also permanently banned Kim from trading, including cryptocurrencies, and sentenced him to 15 months in prison. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Thanks for listening.